CBS's Adrian Bards in Mexico City.
We're hearing numbers here in Mexico of, you know, approximately 7,000 people a day, and that's only at some border crossings. So we know there are record numbers.
Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked entrance roads to airports in New York and Los Angeles, forcing some travelers to set off on foot. Dozens were arrested. LAPD Commander Steve Lurie.
They set up a blockade using concrete, street signs, trash cans, and they started pulling pieces off of trees to try and blockade the road.
Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers brothers, has died.
The CBS official CBS censorship book. Oh. Program practices, continuity accepted.
The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour debuted on CBS in the fall 1967 with a mix of music and comedy. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Board of Regents of the Universities of Wisconsin plans to hold a special closed meeting tonight to consider discipline or termination of a university chancellor. That's according to an agenda released last night. The agenda does not say which chancellor is being considered for punishment or why. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. The word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase, which means first fruits. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's the holiday season, and for many in Wisconsin, that means an increase in excessive drinking. Aspirus Pharmacy resident Matthew Witeski says mixing alcohol with prescription drugs or even over-the-counter medications can be problematic.
It can actually make the medications less effective. You can actually make some of the side effects associated with those drugs worse. And you can also experience new side effects that may not be a part of either the alcohol or the drugs themselves, and they can actually make you feel sick over time.
It's extremely important to talk with your healthcare providers and pharmacists when considering alcohol and medication interactions.
Really being open and honest about, you know, the moderation is a key in this point, and just making sure that everybody is aware of what's going on, especially at home with alcohol, because of these side effects that can happen.
Being aware of any potential side effects can help ensure safe and healthy holiday celebrations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Badgers head to Tampa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers football team has arrived in Florida to get ready to face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa next week. Earlier this month, the Badgers lost receivers coach Mike Brown, who took a job with Notre Dame. Luke Fickell has hired former Ohio State quarterback Kenny Guyton. He's been a receivers coach and the interim offensive coordinator for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Guyton on dealing with players coming and going through the transfer portal.
College football landscape kind of changed in the last 2-3 years, and I think we're all kind of learning. And I think it's kept a lot of mindsets really involved to where they understand what competing and the want to, the effort, and everything else that comes with it.
NFL, Packers getting ready to face the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Both teams at 7-8, trying to earn a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
We're going into a great environment in Minnesota, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge, but this is what we prepare for.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. It's 28 degrees right now.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
breaking the breast.
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
The G League, though, 11 games this year where he's averaging better than 19 points a game. Shooting it at 45% from three-point range. He knocks down the free throw. Tied again, 27 apiece. Bucks have not been able to run a roughshod over the shorthanded team. Here's Lillard. His shot caroms in and out. That one was halfway through before it squirts out. Now a long outlet feed up the court to Bridges. Bridges tried to get it to the corner, but Pat Connaughton racing back. Gets a hand on it and paws that one out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Nets with 106 to play here in the first in a tie game. 27 points apiece. Inbound pass coming from Thomas. He'll send it to Giles. Giles at the free throw line. Trying to work on Giannis's defense. Now sends out top. Passes off to Bridges. Bridges picked up by Giannis. He pokes it free. Portis gets it. Taps it ahead to Giannis. He's into the open court. And he got fouled by Cam Thomas as he was trying to attack. Pretty good play from Thomas at the end of the day, given what he was dealing with. He was up against a monster of a man in Giannis in the open court, and it was a good, clean, hard foul from Thomas. He made sure that Giannis didn't get a chance for the three-point play, which is easier said than done. So Giannis will go to the line for two shots once again, and that was all precipitated by the quick hands to poke that ball away and set up the fast break. Giannis with 5 points, four rebounds, and four assists already in this first quarter. Very much pacing for the triple-double tonight. He's had two of them this season, 37 of them in his career. His first free throw nestles its way through after it touched in on about three different spots on the rim. New player in for the Nets is Royce O'Neal. Harry Giles will step out. Second free throw from Giannis now to give his team a two-point lead. Inside of a minute to play now in this first quarter. Second free throw is good. So Giannis makes a pair, and it's a 29-27 lead now for Milwaukee. Brooklyn going the other direction with it. The Nets have hit better than 50% of their shots, 11 of 21 to start this game, but just 1 of 5 from 3. Milwaukee's gone 6 of 14 from 3. Here's a fading shot that rims around and drops for Watford. So Trendon Watford, undrafted free agent, gets another one to go for the Nets, and we're even again. Bobby Portis uncorks a three. He'll splash it through from the deep corner left. So Portis comes into the game, and he has immediately delivered a pair of long ones. He's got 6 points now, and Milwaukee gets the two for one. On the other side, game clock and shot clock separated by 9 seconds. Here's a drive from Watford. Works it to the near wing left. Wilson on the right-hand dribble. Sends it out top. O'Neal going to let it fly. A long three. Misses front iron. Long rebound. It's a battle for it. Who did touch last, they'll say, off of Wilson. But, boy, did he make things interesting. Jousting for possession with Damian Lillard there. But Milwaukee's going to hold on. Now we got a conference. They may overturn this thing. Whoever gets the possession here is going to have a chance to play for the final shot. They're going to reverse this ruling. Say it was off of the Bucks. So Brooklyn's going to get another opportunity here. We sit 32-29. Milwaukee with a three-point lead, but it has been a more-than-game Brooklyn Nets team despite being way shorthanded tonight. Connaughton doing jumping jacks in front of the inbound pass from Bridges, but now it's Cam Thomas at the top of the arc. We got a whistle, and we got a foul going against the Bucks, and they did not have a foul to give. So with 5.1 seconds to play here, Brooklyn's going to get a chance at free throws. And the late going here, quarter number one. So Jalen Wilson will step to the line. And it looks as though they'll bring in their defensive specialist, Dennis Smith Jr., as he gets set to come in. As does, they're also going to bring in Keon Johnson. So, again, these are names that are not exactly household names around these parts for the Brooklyn Nets, but they are playing like they are. First free throw was good, so is the second, and just like that, it's a one-point game. Bucks have time, though, to get another shot off. Giannis feeds it over to gets the pass to Giannis. Now Giannis sends it off to Green. His three-pointer rims out. So Milwaukee, after a first quarter that saw 12 lead changes and six ties, is going to go to quarter number two, leading it 32-31. It was a tight one in spite of the fact that this Brooklyn team, on the second of a back-to-back with a team filled with more than a few G League players tonight. They fight the good fight through our opening 12 minutes. We'll come back second quarter after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8 ounce Wayawiga shreds, $1.79 or three for $5. Or Wayawiga cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds three for five or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Well, if you thought we were in store for a laugher, well, not so much. The joke's on you here through one quarter of basketball. The Bucks right now in a one-point game with a one-point lead over the Nets, playing without six of their rotation guys here tonight. Here's a drive for Brooklyn trying to reclaim the lead on the first play of the second quarter, but missing up close was Dennis Smith Jr. in the crowd. Marjon Beauchamp has it the other direction, although it's knocked away from him, picked up by Cam Payne. Payne lofts it to Giannis, left of the lane. Giannis lowers his head. He bulls his way inside. Powers the shot up and in with a foul. So the big fella will go to the free throw line for a chance at another three-point play as he was fouled going up. And Milwaukee now with a three-point lead. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Giannis at the free throw line, 67% this season. He has attempted the second most free throws of any player in the league. Getting to the line the most of anybody here in December, though. And he will have another opportunity at what will already be his eighth attempt of this game. He was fouled on that play by Noah Clowney Another one of those rookies for Brooklyn who's out there now. Free throw on the first of two, or I should say the only one, is up and good as he rattles it through. So he caps the three-point play. Giannis now with 10 points, four rebounds, four assists. He's only attempted three shots. Here's Brooklyn on the other side. Pass goes to the right wing. On the give, Watford sends it down low. Here's a handoff, and there's Clowney who thumps it down with a quick two-hand dunk. Good ball movement, and then the problem for if you're a Bucks fan, you saw Milwaukee give up 72 points, over 70 points in the paint for the third time already this season. That was a season high for the Knicks, but it's the third time the Bucks have done that. Here's a three-point try on the other side as Connaughton couldn't get it to fall. Problem tonight for Milwaukee is the ball goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Milwaukee. But the problem for the Bucks is that this Brooklyn team, playing with almost entirely reserves with a couple exceptions, is still putting up points in the paint against the Bucks. They've already got 20 points in the paint, and they're pacing to go over 70 points in the paint. So Milwaukee certainly needs to clean up some things in their interior defense here of late. There was a whistle and a foul on Cam Payne on the other side of things, so that'll be the first on Payne and the first team foul either way here, or I should say at least for the Bucks. Brooklyn obviously picked one up on that Giannis play earlier. A minute 15 gone here in the second quarter. Here's a drive and a good attacking move from Smith, who gets more points in the paint. Shredding through that Bucks interior defense again. It has been minimal resistance inside of late for Milwaukee. 35 points apiece. Giannis top of the arc. Feeds it near wing right to Connaughton. Connaughton on the handoff to Payne. Triggers back to Giannis. Giannis back to Payne. Payne at the top of the circle. Slings it to the near wing. Connaughton on the right baseline. He's trying to work his way inside on Smith. He got fouled. No offensive foul. 3 second call against the Bucks. No foul, but a 3 second call against Bobby Portis. So Brooklyn will have a chance to play for the 13th lead change in this game now. In a 35-35 tie. They work it to the right wing. It's a catch-and-shoot three-pointer off the back iron. No good. Rebound knocked away from Portis, but it gets sent back to midcourt where it's reeled in once again by Watford. He hands the ball off now. Smith will give it away. This is Wilson driving in. He lost the ball off his leg. It's going to be picked up off the floor by Bobby Portis. He gives to Payne. Cam Payne going the other way. Feeds to Giannis. Giannis with a head full of steam into the paint. Passes to Portis. Now they work it. Right wing. Catch and shoot. Three. Cam Payne sticks the three from the near wing. Three ball has been the Bucks' saving grace here in this one. They've already hit seven more threes than Brooklyn, but here we sit. Still a three-point game anyway. Wilson trying for his team's second. Missed the three this time from the near wing. Giannis rips down the rebound. He's going the other way. Gets met at midcourt. They're going to get an offensive foul against Giannis around the midcourt stripe, and Adrian Griffin is racing over to his bench to see if they feel like this is a challengeable call. Giannis gets called for his first foul, and still no answer yet. Looks like they are not going to challenge here, at least anytime soon. Yeah, they didn't feel like they had enough evidence to overturn it, so Brooklyn's got it. It's worked down low. Giannis with his first foul. Now the pass out to Wilson on the left wing. Sends out top. Smith drives inside. Has the ball knocked away, but it lands right back in his hands. He'll feed it back now. Little floater hanging on the rim. Would not drop up close as that one bounced a couple times on the rim before it rolled out. That was Derek Whitehead, I believe. No, check that. We got a whole bunch of different names out there for this Nets team. Here's Payne firing up another three-point try. Couldn't get it to fall. Connaughton had the ball knocked away. It was Watford who missed that shot. Now Smith the other way. He's into the front court. Nets passing the ball around. It goes off of Watford and out of bounds to the far sideline. So back to the Bucks with 8:38 to play here in the second quarter of a 38-35 game. Milwaukee into the front court. Long.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Pay later.
That's right, Santa. Plus, our elves install year-round and in as little as one day. Offer ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
At every meeting, at every new beginning, at every celebration, we make better happen. At Cousin Subs, better is more than just a word. It's a promise we serve at every party. Our customizable party boxes, box lunches, party chips, and dozen cookie boxes offer the options you need to please any crowd. Whatever the occasion, we will never settle for being just good enough. Order on our mobile app or online at CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Well, while we got a moment, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, it hasn't been the best showing for the Bucks this season, I think we'll say. They've still got the three-point lead, but again, you consider who's sitting on the bench right now for the Brooklyn side of things. That certainly has to be taken into account. Nick Claxton out, Spencer Dinwiddie out, Cameron Johnson out, Dorian Finney-Smith out, Lonnie Walker out, Ben Simmons out, and the Bucks basically going full tilt here. We had a technical foul against the Nets while we were away. They have not said who it was on, Dennis Smith Jr. So Campaign goes to the free throw line and hits the free throw to give Milwaukee what is a four-point lead. So it's a four-point game in spite of the fact that the Bucks have a 24-3 advantage in the way of points off of three-pointers. 7 three-pointers for Milwaukee, just one for the Nets, but they have bludgeoned the Bucks in the paint, 22-8. Here's Watford trying to add more damage. He had the ball nearly knocked away, but he gets it back, sends it out to Smith. Dennis Smith misses it from the far wing, rebounded by Lopez. He'll get it to Payne. They're joined by Middleton, Beauchamp, and Portis after that timeout, left to right into the front court. Bunched over, it's Payne on the left wing. Around the Middleton screen, passes to Middleton. Chris with a jab step. He's going to dribble drive now, attacks on that baseline, now turns it over, trying to sling it out, but it was taken away by Watford. Watford feeds it ahead, a drive from Wilson. He couldn't finish, but he did get fouled. So the turnover leading directly to a transition opportunity for the Nets, who are down 39-35 with 7:41 remaining here in the second quarter. Brook Lopez getting called for what will be his second foul and for the Bucks team foul number two. The Nets have one team foul here in this second quarter. So Wilson at the free throw line. His first free throw goes. So again, talked about those paint problems for the Bucks. 72 points against the Knicks. Season best this year by 10 points, but only the third most that the Bucks have allowed this season, if you can believe it. Both free throws go down for Wilson, who has acquitted himself well so far. He's already been to the line five times and made all five of his free throw attempts. He's got 7 points. On the other side, Middleton on the near wing right. Jab step. Now he's going to pull up. 18-footer. Got it. Middleton knocks it down to put that lead back to four. Brooklyn going the other direction with it into the front court. They move it to the right wing. Pass goes out top. Now they'll work it to the near side. A drive. Smith slices his way through the defense and lays it into the cup again. Yeah, more paint points for the Nets. Here's Beauchamp the other direction on the right wing. Takes it out top with a left-hand dribble. Looking inside. Sends it to the near wing right. Portis has it there. He pulls up, elevates, and splashes through. What is an 18-foot jumper. Good-looking shot for Bobby. He's made three of his four attempts here tonight already. He's got 8 points. Brooklyn the other way. Three ball. Misses too strong on a long shot from Watford. Ball taken away by Campaign, who comes away with a loose change now for Milwaukee in the other direction. Lopez, a bounce pass to Middleton, turns the corner, takes it inside, and knifes his way through to lay it up close off the window. Chris Middleton stretches the lead to six. And that, incidentally, is the largest lead either way so far in this game, with 6:23 to go in the second quarter. On the other side of things, Watford has it. He'll hand the ball off. Here's a pull-up three from straight on. That misses too strong on the jumper from straight away from Brooks. Armani Brooks new in now for the Nets. Middleton the other direction, crossing over. He's going to put up a little teardrop, and he gets it to fall from 17. And there is a timeout from the Nets. Milwaukee has stretched that lead to 8 points. They've scored the last six straight in this one with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks basketball here on the third of a four-game road trip here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Love listening to local and state sports coverage? Your business can be a part of the action when you advertise on your local Civic Media radio station or go network-wide to take your message all across the state. Learn how you can share your pride in our sports teams. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab or email our team, sales@civicmedia.us. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Bucks fans, catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't miss moments. Check it out on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. We're also presented by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. So it's Brooklyn basketball when we resume with Milwaukee holding on to a 47-39 lead. This is their largest advantage they've had in this game, a game that has seen 12 lead changes here in this first half. And that's with the ball at the top of the arc. Dennis Smith works it to the near wing left. He's playing catch on that outside with Brooks, now a 3-point.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin want to double the number of international students in the next 5 years. More international students would boost the UW system's overall enrollment and make campuses more diverse. An international recruitment firm called Shorelight will help. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust settlement with Google. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's Assistant Attorney General.
With antitrust and disinjunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 5th through 8th grade volleyball players and their fans from Emmanuel Lutheran School raised hundreds of dollars to help local cancer patients. They sold t-shirts, had a penny war, and sold baked goods to fundraise. On their pink game night, they gave pink carnations to cancer patients and survivors and honored one of their teachers who is a breast cancer survivor. They donated $780 to Aspirus Riverview Foundation's Cancer Patient Fund. The money will go to help with costs related to treatment for patients in need. The Leicester Public Library in Rome is trying something new. They're offering a belly dancing fitness class on Saturdays starting January 6th. The 6-week workshop is free to all ages 12 and up. No experience is needed and walk-ins are welcome. The workshop begins January 6th from 10 to 11 a.m. and takes place every Saturday until February 10th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay. WFHR and WIRI News.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Packers suspend Ja Money. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers suspend defensive back Jair Alexander for one game after he trotted out to the coin toss before the Packers kickoff against the Carolina Panthers, nearly disrupting the process. Defensive back Eric Stokes.
You can see when he went out there and all that stuff, I was sitting down on the sideline. Right then, when I looked up, he was out there. So it was too much more. It wasn't no more to say.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst announcing Alexander moved to the reserve suspended list. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's something that we made together, and it's unfortunate that, you know, we're at that juncture and felt like it was in the best interest long term.
LaFleur on the decision to suspend Alexander before Sunday night's game against the Vikings. What is Jair like in the locker room? I asked Eric Stokes.
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with, who you'll go to war with, because you know for a fact at the end of the day, like, he's giving his all. So, like, no matter what, like, I love a guy like that.
As Packers defensive back Eric Stokes with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40.
It's 28 degrees right now.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
In the transition, this group has just scored at the rim regularly here tonight. Continuing to pour in the points, and Jalen Wilson has led the charge. He's got 11 points now in this first half, and he's going to the line for what will be a sixth free throw attempt already. And he's good. Again, these guys, Adrian Griffin warned about this. You go against a team full of players that are trying to earn time in this league. That is a very focused team. Here's a lob pass down low to Giannis, who stuffs it down on the alley-oop pass. And something we've seen a lot there is he got set up by Chris Middleton from about 30 feet away. On the other side, here's a drive inside. Shot partially deflected, but it's cleaned up and laid in by Clowney on the missed shot there on the other side. So Milwaukee goes the other direction, leading 60-54. 6-point lead again. Lillard catch and shoot three from the near wing. Bullseye. So Dame with his second bucket of the night. He's got 6 points now in his 13 minutes. Attempted just 5 shots. All of them have been from long range. On the other end of things, Brooks got a 3-second call. That's going against Brook Lopez. Brook is frustrated out there. You can see it. So we'll have a free throw on the way. Brooks will go to the free throw line. Had not attempted a free throw in a game this season prior to this matchup tonight. Knocks down the free throw here. Third-year man out of Houston by way of Waco, Texas. Hadn't played in a game since December the 14th at Denver. But Brooks tonight, 11 minutes in this first half. Brooks has it again. He's going to pull up just inside the free throw line. Too strong this time. Wrestles the rebound away from Beasley, though, and lays it right back up and in. That's exactly what we're talking about right there. One of those guys just was fighting for his NBA career for that rebound and showed it. Had the positioning. 50-50 ball. He wasn't going to lose it. Here's Lillard the other way. A little stutter step. Takes it down low. He lost the ball going up. Out of bounds. Off of Milwaukee. So Brooklyn's going to have it out of bounds. Down by just 6 points. 63-57 with 32.9 seconds to play in this first half of basketball. Going the other direction with it. Into the front court. It's handled across the midcourt strike. Keon Johnson. Johnson's got it back in his hands now on the left wing, defended by Giannis. Left of the lane, bobbing and weaving, gets around him now, pulls up, hands it off to Clowney. Clowney missed the shot, but the tip-in was missed, but another foul, sending Wilson back to the free throw line. Again, that is hustle right there. The rookie, Jalen Wilson, just wanted it. He was not going to be denied, and he's going to have a chance for his 7th and 8th free throw attempts of this half. For those counting, in 8 games prior to this, Wilson had attempted 4 free throws. He's got 8 in this first half, and he hasn't missed. Another free throw on the way. Coming into the game now for Brooklyn is Dennis Smith Jr. As Brooks takes a seat on the bench now for Brooklyn. Jacques Vaughn is going to send a message to his team with this performance from his group of youngsters tonight, regardless of outcome. Second free throw goes down, and it is. You got to want it. These guys have wanted it. 8 seconds to go now in this first half. What has been a forgettable first half if you're a Bucks fan. Pass comes to the near wing. Middleton, quick touch pass to Beasley. Beasley launches from three and hits it with 0.2 seconds on the clock. And that's a good way to end what was a relatively frustrating first half of basketball for the Bucks against a team that has been loaded full of G League players and rookies for the Nets here tonight. But Milwaukee does have the 7-point lead going into the locker room. 66-59 is our score. Could be worse, but could also be better. And I'm sure that will be the message at halftime from Coach Adrian Griffin as he talks to his team in the locker room. All right, we'll step aside, come back in a moment. Milwaukee with the 66-59 lead. Justin Garcia will have you on the other side of this timeout with the Bucks Halftime Report. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If you advertise your business here, you'd be hearing your name and message about it right now. Advertising with Civic Media can get your information out to listeners all across the state, from Amory to Waukesha and everywhere in between, or pinpoint your message to your local market. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed, with you and your business in mind. If you are hearing my voice right now, consider this. I could be talking about you and your business for everyone to hear. Advertise with us and this 30 seconds turns into time focused on you and the amazing reasons people should shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. Go to our website to get started, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Mino and the Mayor.
I remember a young guy, this was way, oh my gosh, this was like mid-80s, TV station Christmas party. Never forget this kid. He's got to say, Phil, yeah. Phil, I'm going to tell you something. You're the best. Some people say that you're cheap. That's crap. Honest to God, he was never seen again.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
In the U.S. and Canada, who need help in managing their national locations. We project manage and execute dozens of jobs at once, communicating progress in real time through photos and digital dashboards. I'm Peggy Coakley. You know us for excellence in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Now you can count on us anywhere in the Americas to handle your time-sensitive projects.
Bucks fans, join us for our 414 All Nights, where every fan and community contribution is celebrated. Go to bucks.com/impact for dates and details.
Halftime at Barclays Center. It is the Bucks on top of the Nets, 66-59, though this is a very shorthanded Brooklyn Nets team. You wonder if Mikal Bridges' night is done as he played 12 minutes there. Brooklyn, as we mentioned on the injury report, without quite a few players in this one. No Nick Claxton, no Spencer Dinwiddie, no Dorian Finney-Smith, no Cam Johnson, no Lonnie Walker. And Ben Simmons remains out. He's been out since the Nets last played the Bucks. It's night two of a back-to-back for Brooklyn. And you wouldn't know it with the energy we've seen from some of their young players, as they've already scored 40 points in the paint, one game removed from the New York Knicks, scoring 72 against the Bucks. For the Bucks, the story has been Giannis, 15 points, 6 assists, and 3 rebounds. 12 points, I beg your pardon, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Chris Middleton, 15 points and 6 assists. So that duo has had things going in this first half, and this comes on the heels of Chris hitting a career high with 24 points, season high, beg your pardon, with 24 points against the New York Knicks on Christmas Day. So that has been working for the Bucks. And Malik Beasley, who is a perfect 3 of 3 from the field. Bobby Portis, 10 points off the bench as well. They're getting bench production, but it's been the youth of this Brooklyn Nets team, and specifically Jalen Wilson with 14 points off the bench, keeping Brooklyn in this one despite shooting just 1 of 13 on threes. And it's a 7-point Bucks lead at halftime, 66-59, our halftime score. We'll take a look at the team numbers after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
Love listening to local and state sports coverage? Your business can be a part of the action when you advertise on your local Civic Media radio station or go network-wide to take your message all across the state. Learn how you can share your pride in our sports teams. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab or email our team, sales@civicmedia.us. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
...66-59 halftime score in Brooklyn. Bucks on top of the Nets. And again, 27 combined points from Giannis and Chris Middleton. 37 when you throw in Bobby Portis. And for Brooklyn, what jumps off the page here, they're just 1 of 13 on their threes. The Bucks have sank 11 of their 25. That's good for 44%. So in a game where you're shooting 57% from the field, 44% on your threes, it is just a seven-point game. That is largely due to 40 points in the paint in this first half from the Brooklyn Nets. That is offsetting the Bucks at plus 30 on three-point attempts. And one of the shifts we saw in that second quarter was free throw shooting. Now, obviously, with Giannis and Damian Lillard playing most of that opening quarter, all of it in the case of Dame, that's where a bulk of the Bucks' free throws come from. And that was certainly the difference in that first quarter, as Giannis himself outshot the Brooklyn Nets at the free throw line. That changed in the second quarter, where the Nets got there seven times and knocked down six of those. So Brooklyn getting to the free throw line in that second quarter and continuing to score in the paint. That was the story of these previous 12 minutes. Still a seven-point Bucks lead at halftime, but definitely need to slow down that Nets production around the rim. As for Brooklyn, they're shooting 47%, I beg your pardon, from the field, and just 8% on threes with one make on 13 tries. Six offensive rebounds already for Brooklyn in a game without Nick Claxton and Ben Simmons, a lot of their bigs out. And six offensive rebounds, they've translated those into 10 second chance points. Also only three turnovers, so that's another area to keep an eye on in this second half. Seven-point Bucks lead, 66-59, the halftime score at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Oshkosh Air Support WISS programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the Wizards 101-84, they just started the fourth quarter there. In Houston, the Suns up 16 on the Houston Rockets. This after Phoenix looking to bounce back from a Christmas Day loss, 49-33. Midway through the second quarter. And in Oklahoma City, Thunder up on the Knicks, 50-45, also midway through the second quarter. 66-59, our halftime score in Brooklyn. Bucks up on the Nets. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Dave Kane has the call of the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
The Brewers Kids Crew, presented by U.S. Bank, is back for the 2024 season. For just $35, get your little one set up like a super fan when they become an official Kids Crew member. Each kit comes with six 2024 ticket vouchers, a ballpark tour, and awesome Brewers merch, like a City Connect jersey and limited edition sunglasses. Learn more at brewers.com/kidscrew.
What's better than free? How about play free all year? This January at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee, you can win over $2,000 in reward play every month all year long. Just play your favorite games to earn prize drawing entries. Then stop by each Thursday night in January to see if you're a winner. $400,000 in prizes is up for grabs. Over 40 winners each week. Yeah, free is for me. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Back at Barclays Center, Dave Kane back in the saddle once again. Here as we get set for the second half of basketball here in this one tonight. We are brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points Free delivery and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Well, Milwaukee and Brooklyn will play each other three times this season, and the Bucks trying to make it two wins in a row to start the year in what would be their ultimately 10th win in the last 12 regular season series in this one as Milwaukee or regular season meetings between these teams. But right now, having to fight a little more than we might have thought they would here against a Brooklyn team that is playing very shorthanded. That is an understatement when you consider the name of the list of players that are unavailable. Again, to reset it, no Nick Claxton, no Spencer Dinwiddie, no Cam Johnson, no Ben Simmons, Lonnie Walker, Dorian Finney-Smith, all out tonight for a variety of reasons, but many of them just rest for Coach Jacques Vaughn, who was trying to get his team back into the condition he wants them to be going into the stretch run of this thing, with them having played just one night ago in Detroit, had a couple back-to-backs this last week, and since they've been playing kind of behind the eight ball in terms of getting their guys rested and ready for this second two-thirds of the regular season here and the post-Christmas run here as we make our way toward January. Penultimate game here in January, or I should say in December, for the Bucks here tonight. And right now, Milwaukee with a 66-59 advantage, playing almost full tilt here tonight. No Jay Crowder. By the way, evidently we had, I don't see what the explanation is here, but we got a free throw to start this third quarter as Jalen Wilson, who else, goes back to the line and knocks down another one for his team. He has gone 9 of 9, and I still see no explanation in terms of what that was about, but it obviously stems from something at the tail end of the first half, whether it was a technical or whatever the case may be. Brooklyn now will have the basketball, so they're down by just the 6 points going into the third quarter now, as it's going to be Dennis Smith Jr. out there along with Sharp, Watford, Wilson, and Brooks for the Nets. They go left to right. The Bucks counter with their same five that began the first half. It's Giannis along with Brook Lopez, Damian Lillard, Beasley, and Middleton. Beasley slips down. Step back three on the way from Smith. Misses front iron. Boy, if Brooklyn's hitting those threes, this is a problem game. The Bucks have hit 10 more threes than the Nets, and yet here we sit, still a six-point game. Lopez going to try to add to the pain for Brooklyn there, but he still can't get that three ball to drop. He's 0 for 5 now tonight. Missed that one short. Now here comes Smith the other way. Passes inside. Shot wouldn't go on the attempt from De'Ron Sharp, but Smith was there to tap it in. Four-point game. Milwaukee the other direction. Giannis, Euro step right past everybody. He'll lay it in with a left hand off the window. Bucks by 6, 68-62. Here is a drive on the other end. Ball goes out of bounds off of Middleton as he tried to strip that one free from Watford, who was driving down low. It looks like the night is over for both Cam Thomas and Mikal Bridges. So, I mean, you really are looking at essentially what amounts to almost a summer league team right now for Brooklyn. They're just not using any of their rotation players, but here we sit in a six-point game. So at the top of the arc, Wilson's going to let it fly. Three-pointer is short off the front iron, but a long rebound tracked down on the near side by Sharp. He'll pass it off to Wilson. Wilson drives, puts the shot off the back iron, no good. Another offensive board, though, for Sharp. Sharp swivels in the low block, sends out left wing. Here's a drive underneath, a running hook shot, rims in and out for Wilson. Or rather, that was Armani Brooks. Middleton the other way now for Milwaukee. He's into the front court off to Giannis, running downhill. Spins into the paint, sends out right wing, catch and shoot three. Middleton cashes in from the right side. So Chris now 8 of 11 from the floor. He's 2 of 4 from three-point range. Brooklyn the other direction. The lead is back out now to 9. Whistle and a foul on the other side of things going against the Bucks. Let's see who it's on. Oh, we had a three-second call again. So I think it was Lopez, and it was. So another free throw for who else? Jalen Wilson. He's putting up career numbers, but then again, Wilson hasn't had a whole lot of time on the floor in the NBA this season. Just his eighth game. He's only played 7 minutes a game. Knocks down the free throw. Named the Julius Erving Small Forward of the Year a season ago and the Big 12 Player of the Year, where he was an All-American at Kansas. Inbound pass went to Smith. Smith goes past everybody and plunges it through with a one-hand jam. Ferocious dunk and minimal resistance from the Bucks defense. Middleton on the right wing. Goes into the air, draws the contact. There's the foul. Are they going to give him a shot? Yeah, it's amazing. If they don't, they're not going to. Middleton was going up with that ball, but they don't give continuation on that anymore. You saw him going up before the whistle was even blown. But they'll say the foul occurred before. Here's Giannis.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. You've probably noticed gas prices have inched higher. CBS's Jim Crisula has more.
Industry insiders had predicted that gas prices have bottomed.